Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at PCI DSS and automated controls to check your compliance and maintain compliance. So here's the thing, we all know this. The evolutionary speed for people is not even close to the evolutionary speed for machines. Now granted, we have a few million year head start, that's a good thing. There's some things we're very good at, that's a good thing. But in so many systems, if you actually analyze it and check it out, right, the bottleneck, if you use a bottleneck analysis method, or if you use a gate method, the bottleneck or the gate is the people, right? The people making the decisions. So tip for you, whenever possible, you want to utilize automated tools to check, maintain, and report on the state of the system, whatever the system may be. So for example, with PCI, DSS, right? Payment standard that it is, you got 12 requirements, within those requirements are some 200 checks, I believe. So I was looking at the SAQD form last week and going through it with a gentleman who uses BigFix, right? That's his specialty. And we were like, all right, here's the requirement. We need to do this. He's like, oh, all right. So for assembling, maintaining audit information, or asset information, that's easy. We can use BigFix to do that. For knowing that the certificates are in place, and only certificates are being, only the certificates in use are applied and maintained, we can do that. For you know, checking TLS versions, we can do that. And so on and so on forth down the list. And the way he described it was interesting to me. It's like, if you think about it, BigFix is simply a tool for asking questions. And if you know the questions that you want to ask, put those in, BigFix will ask them for you consistently and tell you when the answers deviate. And I like that. I like that approach a lot. Specifically, if you're thinking about human-readable and machine-enforceable policies. So each one of the PCI requirements pretty much starts the same. Do you have policies that do X? And each one of the PCI requirements ends the same. Does everyone know these policies? And are they maintained, documented, and communicated? So you already have that human-readable form, and you already have a cycle for doing that. Create, document, and make sure people know them. The key thing is the machine enforceable. Having a tool that can go ahead and scan those things, ask those questions, and let you know when anything on that policy that is machine enforceable has differed. Getting that information quick, getting that information in your head, and then being able to act upon it. Now, of course, not everything is going to be machine enforceable, right? I think it's requirement 12 has something about, is your business continuity plan regularly exercised? Not something that's going to be in a machine. But even if you could do 20, 30% of it, you now have the ability to have a much more supportable PCI environment that leverages what machines are really good at. Doing the same thing over and over repeatedly and gets information to us so that people can do what we've evolved over millions of years to do. Right? Think reasonably. Connect with our fellow man, act socially, and get things done. What do you think? What do you use for PCI or automated compliance? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Have a good one.